Anya and Garin decided it was prudent to get out of town as quickly as possible. If someone stumbled on the shell casing from the shotgun or noticed the pattern of holes in the hood of that car, they'd have a lot of explaining to do. As always, Anya didn't want to waste time answering questions at the police station. They hadn't been on the road for more than 10 minutes before Anya got an unexpected phone call. A glance at the caller ID showed an unknown number.
Hello?
Miss Creed?
Yes?
You're intruding in something that's not your business, Miss Creed. I suggest you take recent events as a warning and stop while you're ahead.
Who is this?
Garin was looking at her curiously, so she mouthed the order at him and put the phone on speaker.
What you are searching for belongs to me. If you continue to interfere, I'll be forced to take more radical measures.
Yeah? Perhaps next time the Order will send a killer who can actually shoot straight. Tell you what, you give it your best shot. I'll be here waiting.
They said you were smart, Miss Creed, but I'm having a hard time seeing that. Perhaps this will raise your IQ a few points. Anya?
Bernard?
Do what they say, Anya. It isn't worth...
Bernard!
I'm sorry, Miss Creed, but Professor Reinhardt isn't able to come to the phone at the moment.
If you hurt him, so help me, I'm gonna...
I don't think so, Miss Creed. You're not the one calling the shots here. I am. I'll say it one more time. Stay out of my business, or both you and Professor Reinhardt are going to regret it.
That is a dead man.
I take it that means you have no intention of turning back now.
Hell no! It's more important than ever that we get possession of the treasure, and quickly, or we'll be too late to help Bernard.
Just checking.
You listen to me, you son of a...
Anya?
Sorry, Doug. I thought you were someone else.
Glad I'm not him, that's all I can say. I got what you need.
Already?
It turns out the archaeology department at the University of Atlanta was all too happy to help out the infamous Anya Creed. Especially when I told them you'd be happy to show up for the Chasing History's Monsters Marathon weekend they're planning next month.
You did what? No, never mind. Whatever they want, I'll do it. Tell me about the equipment.
Doug walked her through the entire list, confirming that he'd gotten it all, from the toad magnetometer to the scuba gear.
All I need to know is where to deliver it.
I'll call you back with that info as soon as I have a chance to talk to my riverboat captain. Thanks, Doug. Later.
You're not really intending to give him the treasure, are you?
Not if I can help it.
25 minutes later, they found themselves pulling into the driveway of a beat-up-looking house on the far side of town. A tall chain-link fence enclosed the entire property, and the front yard was filled with various bits of equipment that partially obscured the single-level ranch behind it all. A large dog, a Rottweiler by the looks of it, barked at them from behind the fence.
It will be a miracle if the guy's boat actually floats.
Quiet.
The front door opened, and a man dressed in grease-stained coveralls stepped out onto the porch.
I'll hurt you!
He was an inch or two shorter than Anya, but what he missed in height he made up for in the width of his brawny shoulders. He seemed friendly enough.
You folks lost?
Depends. Are you Jimmy Mitchell?
Depends. You with the IRS or the Salvation Army?
Nope, neither. We're looking to hire us a riverboat, Captain.
Preferably one with an actual boat.
Does he think he's funny?
He does. We all have our crosses to bear.
Ain't that the truth, Missy? Ain't that the truth?
Mitchell came down off the porch and approached the fence.
Go on now, shoot! Come on. Come on in. Jimmy Mitchell.
Anya Creed. And the funny guy behind me is Garin Braden.
Mitchell led them across the yard and up to the porch, where he indicated with a wave of his hand that they should grab one of several folding chairs stacked there and have a seat.
Now, what do you need the boat for?
We're trying to locate the wreck of a ship.
Oh, shipwreck, huh?
Anya explained about how the hurricane had pulled the CSS Marietta off the riverbank and sent it several miles downstream. She told him they had a general sense of where it might have ended up, and that they needed him to run several passes up and down the river towing a magnetometer to help them pinpoint the actual location. At that point, Anya and Garin would dive to the wreck and do what they could to confirm its identity.
That sounds easy enough. Rentals in 24-hour increments, but you'll have to pay the fuel charge as well.
They dickered for a bit on price, but finally came to an agreement both parties could live with. Jimmy gave them the address of the wharf where his boat was docked, and Anya relayed that to Doug, who informed them that the equipment could be delivered later that afternoon. As they made their way back to the car, Garin glanced at Anya.
About that price, just so you know, it's all coming off the top when we recover the treasure anyway.
If we recover the treasure.